Welcome, everyone, to the big call. It is Tuesday night, May 28th, and you are listening to the post-Memorial Weekend big call. And tonight is a little bit different. It's going to be myself and Bob, as Bruce is in the middle of a healing journey. And so we're going to be doing a special prayer for Bruce, but we know that he's already moving into a new healing space, and we're going to keep focused on that, and we're going to take it forward by beginning with an opening prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for allowing us to come together again and to know that each time we come together, we're stronger, we're clearer, we're more resolute, we are more empowered, and we are wiser than we were the last time we were together. Thank you for the opportunity to see that in ourselves, to see that in the beauty that we see around us in the world, and to strengthen what we see and appreciate so that it grows inside of us and it can become distributed as the new world we are destined to create together. Bless this call and bless its founder, Bruce, as he begins the next cycle of his healing journey. And we thank you for the opportunity to be together in the deepest part of our hearts and have a deep healing as a result of our being together tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I love, and imitating isn't the right word, but, you know, emulating Bruce and thinking of him saying, okay, Sue, so you have a great teaching for tonight, and being able to think of him getting to listen to this later and hopefully getting a chuckle out of it. So thank you, Bruce. And we have a wonderful teaching, and I hope everybody just is able to sit with this and reflect on it and let it just savor it and see how it resonates in your heart. Dare to declare what God put in your heart. When David went out to face Goliath, all the soldiers in the Israeli and the Philistine armies were watching. All they saw was a small teenager who looked like a boy with no military training, no experience, and no armor. Yet in front of them all, David had the audacity to say with confidence, "Goliath, I will defeat you." And I'm going to have us all pause and just say, anything that is not for God, we have defeated you. Some of the soldiers ridiculed and made fun of him. The scripture says that Goliath looked on David with contempt and said, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks, sending this little boy? Is this all you've got?" Sometimes people around you won't see the greatness in you. They'll judge you by the outside, by your size, your background, your experience, your nationality. Don't let them talk you out of what God put in your heart. They don't have to agree with you. Do as David did and speak the victory in spite of what the naysayers think. I'm just going to have everybody pause for a second and think of who you've become in the midst of people that believe in the status quo. Declare your vision in spite of what the experts are telling you. People don't determine your destiny. They don't know what God put in you. Don't let their negative words keep you from speaking positive, faith-filled words. When we were trying to acquire a center, it was like David versus Goliath. The company that we were up against was the largest taxpayer and a huge real estate company. There were a lot of people who didn't think we had a chance. It wasn't just the critics, but even some of the experts. Deep down, I knew God put this in my heart. I knew it. I knew it wasn't enough to just believe that it was going to happen. Faith is released when we speak it out. So I announced to the congregation that we were going to purchase this center. Over the next 3 years, there were all kinds of opposition and many times when it looked as though it would never work out. I was tempted to talk about what I saw. Our opponents are so strong. They have more funds and influence. I don't see how it's going to happen. But I understood this principle. We give life to whatever we speak out. If you start speaking negatively, agreeing with doubt, talking about how big the problem is, then you're giving life to the wrong things. Your words can keep you from your destiny. In the scripture, an angel told a priest named Zechariah that his wife, Elizabeth, was going to have a son, to call him John. Zechariah was surprised that they were too old to have children. He said, "Are you sure this is going to happen? Do you see how old we are?" The angel said, "Yes, Zechariah, it's going to happen. But because you doubted, you will remain silent and not be able to speak until the baby is born." That's how powerful words are. God knew that if Zechariah went around speaking defeat and saying, "We're too old, this doesn't seem possible," that would stop the promise. God has spoken promises to your spirit that may seem too big and impossible. You don't have the connections, the experience, or the funds, or the 800 numbers yet. Don't do as Zechariah and start to talk yourself out of the miracle. Get in agreement with God. Dare to declare what God put in your heart. You may be facing an illness with no signs of you getting well. You're right where Zechariah was. How can I be healed? The medical report says there's no way. God has done his part. Now it's up to you. Are you going to give life to defeat and doubt and talk about how you'll never get well? Or are you going to release the miracle? Lord, thank you that you are my healer. You can do what medicine can't do. Maybe your dream looks impossible, and the promise God whispered to your spirit seems so unlikely. The odds are against you. It's easy to be negative and dismiss it. It will never happen. Turn it around. Father, thank you that you're opening doors that no man can shut. Thank you for putting me at the right place. Thank you that what you promised is on the way. And Sue is about to write what I think we should all be saying, and that is, thank you for letting us close the door on all the disappointments and all the doubts, and to envision that the 800 numbers are here and the conclusion of the ride is our focus. And it is here, and we are grateful, and thank you. And that's our teaching for tonight, Bob.
Beautiful, Sue. So interesting, because as you were talking, I was thinking certain things and words and phrases, and as the teaching went on, it was like I was whispering in your ear because you were repeating all the things I was thinking.
That's
it was really
cool.
Great. Yeah,
That is
like
cool.
my mind went on this train of thought, and you know, right now, for those of you who aren't aware of this, this is basketball season, right? This is the final games of the NBA basketball season that is, you know, it's the playoffs time, and there's only a couple of teams left. And what's really wonderful, Sue, is that as this is coming to an end, the women's basketball, the WNBA, is just starting. And they're starting with such enthusiasm and high hopes because there were a couple of players that were in college a month ago that were superstars. And they had a rivalry where they played in games against each other. And one year, one lady's team won the national championship. And then 2 years later, the other team beat that team in the semifinals for the national championship. And now both of those players are in the NBA, the WNBA. And it's super, super exciting because it's the first year that they've had this dramatic uptick in attendance from like some of the games where these two ladies are playing in, whether against each other or not. The attendance has gone up by like 12 and 13,000 people per game. And there's all of these new contracts and endorsement deals that are really helping, and they're getting ready to expand the league to more teams. And I was thinking about this because in basketball, they have this thing called X's and O's. And the coaches, when there's a timeout and they want to draw up a play and tell their players where they're going to go on the court and what they're going to do, who's going to pass the ball to who, they use X's for their team on the board they're drawing on and O's for the defensive players on the other team. So they call it X's and O's. And coaches are known on their ability to draw up these X's and O's plays that result in success and victory, right? And but one of the main things is that the O's that are on the board are the obstacles to the outcome. And so the coach can say, you go here, you do this, you do that, you do that, but the outcome is not guaranteed because there are equally important things that have to happen, such as enthusiasm, belief in your coach, focus and concentration on your particular task, your desire for success, the effort you're going to put in, and the constant adaptation. Because there's a coach at the other end going, I think these guys are going to try to do this, and if they do, you do this. And so very rarely is the actual play that the X's are going to do, does it end up being what happens because of all these adaptations. And sometimes the coach on the defensive side will call timeout after all the players get out onto the court and he can see where everyone's lined up. Oh, number 5's over there, number 11's over there. And he goes, timeout, and he gets an extra 2 or 3 minutes to coach his team. Hey, it looks like they're going to line up this way. Well, of course, the other coach goes, hey, now they know how we're going to line up. But, oh, by the way, that was a fake out. Let's go out and line up the way we're really going to line up, right? So it goes on and on. And that's why people like basketball so much, because it's this game of chess with human beings who are professional athletes. And so you're watching not only their incredible ability, but their focus, their desire, their concentration, and the X's and O's sometimes get lost in all of that. But as you were saying, you know, if someone has an outcome, say, you know, it's a particular project you're going to work on, Right. Well, you need to, as you were saying, to declare that outcome, declare it out loud. This is what I intend to do. But then this is where you have to do some cleanup work or clean out work, where you have to clean out all the restless scanning in your mind. You have to clean out all the shoulds and shouldn'ts that are in your mind, the beliefs right. that might be holding you back, the judgments you might have of yourself and other people, and the fears and the doubts. And only after you have done that work, where you have nothing left to hold you back, because you've done the practice, the meditation, the prayers, the havening, the tapping, then yep. you can shift very easily into what's left. And what's left is the you that's enthusiastic and focused and ready to put in max effort with, you know, this constant adaptation. And it's there in that space that that outcome that was designed, where X will overcome O, can actually manifest.
Oh, that's so good, Bob. So appropriate. So such a wonderful embodied version of having spirit moving through your body. And as you're talking, okay, so here's my turn to translate what was going on in me as you're talking. It was like you were describing the quantum Christ, the Christ coming through and moving through the field of the opposite team and your team, and the ability to adapt, to move in uncertainty. But because you're so turned on and tapped into that spirit inside of you, you're able to see it as, this is fun, like being in the ambiguity of like not knowing what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to happen. They have strategies, they have techniques, right? But the combination of how those techniques and the movement and the things are going to happen, that's a metaphor for what everybody is living through right now. And I loved how you took the more established male basketball season and you showed, like, look what can happen. Look what's happening in this, in the women's basketball season, and that it's growing and that it's morphing and it's turning into something that is accelerating. And who knows how many people have been tracking that, but I think that's a very powerful metaphor for what all of us are going through as, and if you're playing this game, please get your pen out. I can hear the people that in the audience that are rolling their eyes. Could give initials, but I won't. The reason why is if you're appreciating every day how your game is getting better, how you're getting wiser, what strengths this period of your life is bringing you, that's how you're going to get, that's how you're going to learn, and that's how you're going to get better, and that's how you're going to be your own Christ-based coach. And if you do that and you're noticing either, it could be like what Bob did, noticing the growth outside of him. But if I know Bob, he's looking at that and he's going, where am I doing that in my life? Where am I growing and getting better? Where am I taking stock of reflecting on, is the way I'm seeing myself the truth of how God sees me? And am I playing God's game? Or am I playing a game that was handed down to me, that my friends are playing, whatever? It's about, like the teaching said, it's about playing the game that you know in your heart. And I'm thinking about a conversation I had today. It's like having team players on your team that they won't let you leave the team or go anywhere else. They're saying to you, we are playing this game, and we're going to play it well. And that's why I think, hopefully, you come to the big call, because we're in it to win it, and we are winning it, aren't we, Bob? We are winning it. That's it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We play hard at it, right, Bob?
Yeah.
We do it all. We're in the RV. We're in regular life. We're helping people. We're all doing it. We're loving people. We're transforming ourselves, and we're going for the biggest change on Earth ever in the history of the planet, which is a pretty big game as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So now we're hearing you, Bruce. I hope you're going to get to enjoy listening to this call. And we're hearing you say, okay, Sue, so now's the time for the praise report. Do we have any praise reports? And, of course, we always do. So let's start with our praise report from Pastor Scott. Tonight's praise is for my best friend. His 91-year-old father just went to be with the Lord. He was the best patriarch I've ever known. My buddy Bryson is such a good covenant brother and father to his kids. God continued to bless their family. We pastored together in our last church, plant in the hood in Kansas. What a blessing that was. Big call, universe. Keep loving those close to you. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. Oh, and he says he has a song, Rescue, by Lauren Daigle. So he's referring to getting a song that would be the tone and the mood and the spirit of your project. So if you haven't done that, that came from last week's call. Thank you, Pastor Scott. That's wonderful. And now we're going to go to Jeannie. World Hunger Day, Tuesday, 5/28/24. Learn more about world hunger and what you can do to contribute to the collective fight. World Hunger Day is a day to save people from starvation. Observe it with us today. And I've been blessed to meet many of the people that are, Jeannie, that are working on hunger and food scarcity through doing the world class. So people are on it. World Digestive Health Day, Tuesday, 5/28/24. Help us educate people on digestive diseases on World Digestive Health Day. Mount Everest Day, Wednesday, 5/29/24. Mount Everest Day is an opportunity to celebrate the mountain and its brave climbers. National Senior Health and Fitness Day, Wednesday, 5/29/24. The common goal of this day is to help senior Americans stay fit and healthy. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us unconditionally, for healing us with better health, especially Pastor Scott and Bruce's improving health, for being there for us 24/7 and getting us closer to this RV, keeping us together on the big call with prayers, updates, and great information while we're getting closer to getting the 800 numbers, and also for the med beds that should be available soon. So thankful for the Big Call platform and for millions of listeners 2 times a week until the 800 numbers are provided for us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed week and hope and pray we get the 800 numbers very soon. this week, Jeannie. Oh, so good. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you for always bringing just such an inclusive praise outline for us all and making it entertaining. And so why don't we just gather? This is a sort of special edition prayer for our founder and beloved Bruce. So I'd just like everybody to put their hands on their heart. And just know that when you put your hand on your heart, it actually starts to signal 40,000 special neurons in your heart. It actually connects you to that and to your heart's love, intelligence, and loving enhancement. And so I'd like you to think about all that Bruce has done for this community over the past, how is it 12 or 19 years, Bob? Do you know?
No, I don't. I know it's, I think it's 13.
Okay. Over the
I think
past
he started 13. The fall the same time I started Boomers.
Wow.
13.
Okay, so congratulations on that. So just consider the humor, the intention, the bringing and digging and hunting and collecting and sorting the intel, and the desire to bring hope, clarity, truth, joy, and wisdom for 13 years, 2 times a week, and walking through the loss of his wife, the loss of his eyesight, in some recent health challenges. And think about what it would be like if you were in that role and you dedicated yourself to helping up to 20 million people become aware of what is happening out in the world that is specifically and specially brought to only the big call, number one. And number two, what it's like to dedicate your life to making sure that you're available to receive that intel. You're not out doing something else. You're not focused on any little thing. You're focused on helping 20 million people adapt to the future of our financial world and beyond, and to Christ's mission. So let's honor and lift up Bruce and surround him with the highest and the strongest healing light, and see him just having his emotions brought into joy, his health brought into full recovery, his feeling of being loved and appreciated and surrounded with his own love, his own inner Christ love, amplified and then enhanced by our love and the love of Christ surrounding him. We see you totally healed, Bruce. We love you. We support you. We're so grateful to you. And we see you just being in the most amazing season of your life. In Jesus' name, we seal this prayer in thanksgiving and gratitude that it is done, and say amen.
Amen.
And that's our prayer for our friend Bruce.
Awesome.
So now, I guess I get to talk about, and I'm going to have some fun tonight. I'm actually going to try a couple of new things out, Bob.
Great.
And I have a, oops, no, not that one. Well, maybe I will. Okay. Tonight is going to be different in that we're going to talk about how important. Remember how you were saying, Bob, that, you know, you're out in a game and it's, you've got to have the drive to win. You've got to have the skill to win. You've got to have people surrounding you that are in that game and that want to play the game at your level of excellence. You've got to have an environment And you've got to have the right energy, motivation, people, tools, strategies, and techniques if you're going to excel and if it's going to have meaning for you. So tonight we're going to talk about two ways that you can adjust and you can actually be part of the winning team. And I'm calling it that we are the superheroes of the new earth. We are the superheroes of the new earth because we were the ones that went against the status quo and we learned how to unlearn what the world had taught us of what is possible, number one, and a lot of us are learning, what do I need to learn? Who do I need to become that I'm not already, that I will need to bring to this work? And so I'm going to play something that I noticed, and I think it's going to shift while I go forward to talk. And I just want you to notice how, if I was just talking, how that creates one experience. I have to make sure the volume is right, so bear with me. I think it should be good. And then listen and see what you feel inside of you as I play this music. Never done this before in my segment. Let's hope it works. Okay. Just imagine that you're about to step onto a new playing field. And it's a playing field that is designed to completely deconstruct the old, the dark, and that there's a war going on currently, a really massive war that most people don't see. And might you want to choose to see yourself as a kind of hidden superhero? Are you able to really see yourself as you really are, a superhero for Christ? And I want you to imagine that, number one, what would you do if you had all the motivation in the world, all the motivation in the world to learn, to grow, to step out in your greatest strength, and you could feel that instead of fatigue? Wouldn't you want to gain more of that? Wouldn't you want to, like, gather up your strength from what you've learned and start to see yourself as not this being that's been defeated or shut down or tired, but filled with God's energy? You're not, and don't identify with the circumstances in your life. Identify with that David. And imagine if you could have access to two resources that were designed to give you, almost like you could put your hands outside of them and you could feel that they were designed to literally recalibrate who you thought you were on the deepest level. Just like Bob said, you've got to get all the stuff out of you that blocks you, that's hidden in your unconscious mind. And what if you could listen to an experience? And it's called, the first thing is the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And the Golden Wisdom Bundle has amazing energy to it. And it's designed to get you in a relaxed and focused state. And it's designed to bring out these new skills in you that you're going to need so that you don't get overwhelmed. So that you can step out. Just like, imagine you could see yourself as listening to these words and feeling something inside you move that isn't your everyday self. That's what it takes to be excellent. And I think a lot of people that we hear of from that listen to the Golden Wisdom Bundle, it's their source. It's like their source of light, their source of inspiration, their source of strategy and techniques. It's kind of like reading these, it'd be like reading a manual for how to go ahead into the unknown. And that's what you get with the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And it's designed for who we are. And that is, we are the Davids. But you've got to have strength. You've got to have your mind right. You've got to get coached. You've got to hear the plans, the strategies, the techniques. And I hate to tell you, but I've been doing this for over 34 years. So I've been coaching people how to do things they didn't think were possible. And that's what's in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. So this is a call to the superheroes. We have just a little bit more time, and you'll hear it in the intel. But this is a call. If you want to feel strong, if you want to deepen into your greatest commitment to God and to getting out there, then send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put Golden Wisdom Bundle 300 and just say your name, your telephone number, and that you have Cash App. And you could be listening one or two times a week to what one woman said. It, like, changed her life. Like, she can now go forward and do the things she needs because it has that much energy, that much beauty and strength and strategy, and it's designed for only one audience. And that is the superheroes, the people that have got to go out and remake this world. And that's why I decided to use superhero music that's playing in the background. Just see what you're feeling inside of you right now. If you don't feel a little bit stronger, a little bit more energized, and we use music in our classes to help you get there as well. And finally, we're going to be pre-announcing, Bob, that we will be running and enrolling for a new class, which I'm really excited about. It's called Superheroes Behavior Simulation for the Heart of the New World. So have you ever heard of behavior simulation, Bob? It's going to be, it's very different. It's going to enroll on Friday, so if you want to join us, I'll tell you how to do that. But we're going to do it as a distributed practice, whole new model. We're going to meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday next week, three nights. And what you're going to do is you're going to actually get to practice and embody new behaviors and actually live it for a day and then come back to the class. No stacking information. This is going to be about how to get it into your body, go out and practice for the day, and then come back and talk about it in the class. I'm really, really excited about this because it's going to teach people, a couple of examples are going to be how to move out of conflict, how to handle uncertainty, how to move into the unknown, and you're going to have exercises and games that you're going to play the next day and come back and describe it. So it actually gets in your body, just like what you were describing for basketball, Bob. It's going to be like doing a drill and coming back and practicing it for a day and coming back and practicing it for a day. So if you'd like to be part of this new class that is part of the future of how we learn and how we get it into your body, who you're going to be as a superhero for Christ and what it's going to look like so that you can get out of stress. Get out of stress and step into your new life. And how many of you right now would raise your hands and say, my life is already stressful. How can I unlearn being a stressed out person? How am I going to just easily step into my new life and know what to do? You need to be your own superhero. You need to be your own superhero. And so it's going to be fun. It's going to be different than any class we've ever done. And if you want to join us, you are welcome to join the pod. We are going to play hard. We're going to play for getting it into the body and taking action. And it's going to be radically different than any class we've ever given. So superhero, how to stimulate and be the heart of the new world, starts enrolling on Friday. So I'll mention it again on Thursday. For the pod that's listening, I'll be sending something out tomorrow, Wednesday, so you can see it. You'll have music that's going to stimulate and use your imagination, kind of like this music, to get that feeling back, to get that energized, motivated. We're going out to play. We're going out to play. We're going to play, and you're going to be bringing your best energy to what you're going to do. And it's going to need to be inspired. It's going to need to be strong. And you're going to need to know what that feels like, sounds like, and is experienced like by you to have the confidence that you're going to need to step into this new world. And that's why we're designing it. So think of all the superhero images that you can think of. Think of Christ. Think of your favorite Marvel comics. Think about the energy that they evoke. Think about the strength they have. And if that's something you like, send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put superhero in. Just put superhero in so we can get a feel. We generally limit it to like 22 people in a class so it can be, people can get attention. And then try to imagine being in your living room and being with people that are literally able to change the world and being in a space where you finally get to wear the superhero robe of Christ. And yet you feel energized and strong and you own your mission. You own your mission and you're going to let go of all that littleness and you're going to own your strength, your power, and the glory of God. So it's literally running in your nervous system. And every meeting and every thing you do from now on will be shaped so the glory of God can pour through you. That's what we're going to do in Superhero. So just send us an email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. Feel this music. That's who you really are. Anything less is not who you are. It's who you got trained to be, dumbed down to be. But you're actually a magnificent, powerful spirit here to transform the world. And you know it. And if you know it, you're going to be joining us and signing up on Friday. And that's Superhero, starting and enrolling on Friday for all those that want to be changing the heart of the world. And that's my segment. A little different with some music, right? That's it for me, Bob.
All right. Thanks, Sue. That was awesome.
Sure. Thank you.
I love it. I like the idea of the...
I can see you do. I think, yeah. Sorry. I have to turn off.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Harv Eker used to do a semblance of that.
He did?
Yeah, in one of his workshops. And what he would do is he would challenge people to think of something that they were really afraid of or something they'd always been avoiding in their life.
Yeah.
And then he would have you make a vision in a small group, like a group of four people. You would make
right.
a vision of yourself doing this one thing really well that you were really afraid of. And you're going to have a team with three other people that you're going to share your vision with that are going to support
yes.
you and help you to get over the fear and to actually do what you're going to do. And they made a whole evening out of it.
I'm sorry. I'm borrowing it. Okay. Did you hear that, everybody?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do. You're going to be witness, and you're going to have people transforming that. Thank you, Bob. That's amazing. Yeah.
It was really
because
it was
when
really
you're
great.
Witnessing, oh, that's so cool. I love that you were into. I love that we were so much into the, all the personal. This is about personal mastery, everybody. And if you haven't had a chance to get your confidence to test, you know, Bob and I are entrepreneurs, me for 30-something years, Bob for, well, you've been everything. You've mastered so much. But it takes a lot, as you know, Bob, to be an entrepreneur. You have to master a lot. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is going to be about mastering your fears. Thank you so much for that, Bob. That was really key. So tell us about what you're excited about.
Yeah, well, you know, today is like the 28th. So tomorrow's going to be Wednesday. And for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we have our sale going on, which is the best sale that we've ever had and we probably ever will have on our barley products. It's 30% off right now until the end of the month. And in addition to that, when you get your barley, we're going to give you a free product, which is our turmeric advanced blend. And when you look at what the savings are that you're going to get from the savings on the barley and the free turmeric, we're talking about a $70 savings. So this is one of those extremely unusual sales where you save more than you pay. How does that sound?
Wow.
Yeah. So up until the end of the month, either Gladiator barley, heirloom barley, there's a limit of four, but you can get a free turmeric, a bottle of turmeric. It's not a sample of some kind. It's a full month supply. And you can get one for each of the barleys that you get. So some people are going to get four barleys, and they're going to get four turmerics, and they're going to save about almost $300 by doing that.
Wow.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a really good sale. And I'm going to talk more about the barley later when we talk about some research. But before we do that, we got, Sue, a testimonial from a 97-year-old woman. And she calls herself 97 and counting. And she's talking about our ashwagandha product. And she says, I can't do without it. It relaxes me so I can finally get to sleep. 97 and counting. Here's a lady, 97, who's still looking for ways, still seeking, still trying to improve her life.
I know.
Isn't that great?
That's so cool, yes.
Yep. And I have another one. This person is talking about a bundle that we have that has ashwagandha in it, and it has turmeric and resveratrol. And this person is saying, I use all three of this stress and inflammation relief bundle plus collagen. I use it for inflammation because I'm in need of a hip replacement. I can definitely tell the difference in pain level if I run out of these products. And those are our two testimonials. And Sue, tonight, what I want to talk about is this article that I was reading that is titled, Clinicians Face Hurdles in Caring for the Growing Number of Cancer Survivors. So right now in the United States, there's about 18 million people who are alive that survived cancer. They say within the next 15 years, that's going to go up to 26 million people. This is at any given time. And they're still alive 5 years after their initial diagnosis. And what this article is about is that many of those people have a hard time after they are given a clean bill of health from their cancer, but it's not so much that they have a clean bill of health because many, many things can be residual and also new things can develop when somebody survives cancer and survives the treatment that they used to kill the cancer. And each type of cancer is a little bit different. And if somebody's listening or has a friend, it's a cancer survivor, you should look up what the post-treatment complications are for that specific type of cancer. But there are many things that are also universal. Now, I can tell you this, Sue. When the typical person that gets treatment for cancer ends up afterwards having usually lost a lot of weight, and they're very fatigued to start with. And then other complications occur as well. We've had numerous people, Sue, that called us either before starting cancer treatment or while they were in the middle of it, that we were able to help get the right nutrition, and they were able to go through their treatment and easily survive and have almost zero side effects or residual problems afterwards. I'm thinking of a man in particular who came to us about 10 years ago, and his brother had already been using our nutrition products, and this man came to us with cancer, and he was really scared, was really skeptical, but his brother talked him into calling me, and we were able to help him, and he was so scared of getting sick from his cancer treatment that at the slightest little sniffle, he would go to the doctor and insist that they decrease his treatment. And the doctors were worried that they weren't going to be able to help him at such low levels for such short periods of time when he would stop because it was too much. And once we started helping him, all of that turned around. He wasn't feeling bad anymore. He had no reason to go to the doctor to say, hey, reduce my treatment down, because he started feeling much better. And not only did he stop going, but the doctors then said to him, well, if you're feeling so good, we'd like to actually increase it, because the more that we can give you aggressive treatment, the more likely it is you're going to survive. And so they increased his chemotherapy, and they continued it for months until all of his cancer was gone. And all during that time, he never once again went back to say to them, I'd like you to slow down. He was able to sail through, and he was bounding into the treatment center, encouraging all the other people that were in the waiting room who were very, very tired and sick. And he would just, each time that he went, he would become like this champion for them, for their lives, and was there for them to help them. And that man's still alive today. His cancer never came back. He's doing just fine. His brother is doing just fine. And the whole issue of how do clinicians care for people after they've survived cancer is this really big growing concern, that the primary care physicians aren't really trained in how to do this. They're not really sure what to look for. They don't know. They don't have a plan. They don't know the right test to give. They don't know how to get the insurance companies to pay for the tests. And so this is a few things that we have learned for people, some of the common things that people experience. One of them is digestive issues. Very, very common. And it's really hard for people to gain weight back after going through cancer treatment because they just don't feel well. They don't feel like eating. And so you need all the help that you can get. You want to start by having foods that are super nutritious for you, that you're going to hold in your mouth for a long time. You're going to chew your food really well. If you're going to be juicing healthy vegetables, hold that juice in your mouth for as long as you can before you swallow it. Eat little bits at a time continuously, and take digestive enzymes. A lot of what's going on for people is they are not producing the same amount of digestive juices and enzymes, and this will help tremendously. Another really big one, too, is people have trouble with absorption. The villi, the little hairs in your small intestine that are responsible for about 90% of your nutrient absorption, can get very easily damaged by the treatment from cancer. So you need to restore that area of your body. You need to do it with good probiotics. And you need to do it with compounds that will regrow those little villi, the right amino acids and enzymes that will facilitate that growth. It's very similar, Sue, to people that lose their hair when they go through treatment. And at the end, to get their hair back, it takes care. People have to nourish their hair again. They have to eat the right diet to nourish their hair. The same is true with your villi. If you're going to thrive and get your whole life back, you have to tend to that. You also have to be really, really astute and pay attention to infections. People's immune systems get depleted when they go through treatment, and you have to boost your immune system back up. A huge part of your immune system is the balance of good and bad bacteria that is in your gut and your colon. So you want to get your probiotics and reestablish that balance, and that will help tremendously with your digestion, your absorption of nutrients in the large intestine, and the creation of metabolites, which do many, many things, including our precursors to neurotransmitters, and this will help with affective issues, depression and anxiety, and even suicide. You also are going to have the almost universal issue of people having muscle weakness. And they say that when people go through cancer treatment or they've been on a respirator, almost never do they regain all of their muscle. Well, I'd like to say that if people have that issue, you know somebody that has that issue, have them give us a call. We can get them started on our Gladiator barley and some Myotrol, and we can absolutely help people to reestablish their muscle mass. There's many, many other things, Sue, such as problems with weakness in your bones as well. People lose their ability to synthesize vitamin D quite often, and you have to tend to that. You also have to make sure that you pay close attention to your inflammation. Know your C-reactive protein. Many people have issues with heart attacks and strokes after cancer, and they need to make sure that they get their inflammation down so they don't have that as an issue. And another really big one that happens to many, many people is peripheral neuropathy. And you have to tend to that very well. You have to make sure that the damaged nerves that occurred during your treatment, especially in your extremities, have all the nutrients that they need to be restored, and that you have maximum circulation so that those nerves have a chance to receive the nutrients, the oxygen, the amino acids, coenzyme Q10, vitamins and minerals that are needed for every nerve cell. And you want to do that by educating yourself really well regarding circulation. You can watch a whole podcast that we have on circulation. You can get a special circulation mat that we can help you get that will help to restore better circulation. You can use products like Boomer Boost that have arginine and phosphatidylcholine that will help as well. And then lastly, Sue, and the list, believe me, goes on and on for hours, but this is the last thing, is people tend to get what they call chemo brain, which is a form of dementia, a form of loss of ability to remember, cognitive functions, ability to focus, concentrate, read, communicate, and all of those things need the restoration of your brain. In addition to what we talked about already about getting the inflammation down, that will the barley and Boomer Boost and curcumin will help get inflammation down in your brain. And you can also begin to restore your brain with the right fatty acids, including phosphatidylcholine, including DHA, and all the other nutrients that your brain cells are going to need to be able to be restored. And so that is basically what I wanted to say. If you're listening and you are someone who's having issues afterwards, or you know somebody who is, definitely give us a call, and for certain, get yourself a book that is called Cancer Free, Are You Sure? Written by a nurse who had gotten cancer herself, and then it came back. And she was surprised how far advanced it was when it came back, and realized that the doctors caring for her were not aware that there were more sensitive tests, more appropriate tests, that had they given her those tests, it would have diagnosed it many, many months earlier, would have made her second treatment a lot easier, and she decided to write this book. And one of the big things, Sue, is insurance companies are always arguing about what tests they're going to pay for, and they use advice from different associations as to when it's appropriate, what's appropriate, and there's conflicting advice from the different associations. So quite often, if a doctor wants to give a test to see if cancer is still clear or if it's coming back, they can't get the test paid for. My suggestion is, know that this is the case. Know that you need to really watch out for yourself. You need to get the book, Cancer Free, Are You Sure?
Mm-hmm.
You need to go on to that website and stay up to date with the new tests. And you need to put money aside to pay for them yourself if your insurance company won't.
Mm.
Really, really important. People that have had cancer once are 14% more likely to get cancer again than someone who has never had cancer, what their chances of getting cancer is. Your immune system is weak from the treatment, so it makes sense that you'd be susceptible. So don't let it get too far ahead, where now you're right back to where you started from. Want to get that book, catch it early, pay for those tests yourself if you have to. And just the more knowledge you can have about these issues, the better. If you have any questions, give us a call. We're at 800-861-4605, and we're on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg, Florida. If you're in the neighborhood and you want to come visit, call ahead. You're welcome to come by. It's not a storefront, but we do have all the products there because our fulfillment center is there, so people can stop by. And if you want to see us, go to bigcalluniverse.com and click on the banner. It says Boomers, and bring you right over to our site. You can take advantage of that barley sale we talked about earlier. And Sue, that's it
for me. That's amazing, Bob. That was so powerful and such a strategic thing for people to be able to, you know, prepare themselves and have the foresight to know if they're in the middle of a cancer diagnosis, well, you know, what are the tests, and get that book and have you to call and stop by with. It's amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much. Wow. Fantastic. Okay, so I know this is one of the favorite parts of the call, and it's going to be, how am I going to frame this? I want to frame this to unclutter and make clear and make profound and possible what this intel is pointing to. And so I'm going to start with this. I think it would be wise, if you're listening to this call, to take everything that you know, there's a lot to filter through in this adventure. And one of the problems that I've seen, Bob, is that people are clouded, distracted, and in a lot of contradictory doubt. Now, why am I saying that? Because I watch people, and in some ways this is a really good strategy, they're making sure they're getting different perspectives. That's a very good thing, because not one person is going to have all the information. The only problem with that approach, it's not really a problem, but just something you have to be aware of, is you'll hear maybe something coming from us, and then you'll hear something like, it's not going to happen until July 4th. So here's what I want you to practice, possibly. try this on as a possible practice, that there are two things that are going on. We're very fortunate to have people that are very much boots on the ground and at the forefront of this intelligence. In other words, they're living their, you know, redemption center heads, they're people that are in very high level leadership, there are people that I can't even say what they are. Very, very unusual, high level information is given to us. The only thing is, please remember this, really get this. We are in a covert war. And just like Bob was talking about, one team is doing this and the other team is, one team is X's and the other team is O's. There is stuff going on in the background that, I mean, the times I've said to Bruce, oh, what I wouldn't do to just be in the, you know, the war room of this and see like the decisions and the decision matrix they're having to make and what kinds of technology you're helping them with that decision and all of this. Please get that really, really clear in your head that unless you're part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And so I think it would be great if we could all, as I roll out this intel, which is very short, if you could make an intention to put your energy behind the intel and hold it, don't go into doubt, and don't let your mind go into, well, what if it doesn't happen? I mean, you've got to have a strategy for dealing with your life. Lord knows, we all do. But hold the intention to see the 800s now. If you do that, and if we do that as a community, you may have heard it 1,000 times. I certainly remember thinking that like 7 years ago. But the reality is, our focus and our consciousness in Christ is incredibly powerful. And when you go back and forth with doubt and reading all these different things, notice how your body feels. What is it going to hurt you to hold on to the intel? Hold it. Shine a light on it. See it now. Declare it now. And put that energy behind all the people, the white hats, the alliance, the people that are doing this. What is it going, it's only going to help hold the strength of positive energy for this conclusion. So I'm going to ask you to do that. I'm going to ask you to do that because I'm surprised with people and how they go, well, if it happens or if, you can't do that. You have to hold a clear intention and just hold it. Whether it happens or not, you hold it. That's the best, most mighty thing you could do to help this effort. Incredibly powerful, and your consciousness is powerful. So I'm going to ask you to do that. Next thing, we are in a covert war that's never been on this planet before, and not everybody can see it. And when you hold that intention to be that kind of a strong being in Christ, you're doing a tremendous effort to support the conclusion. And that is coming from getting to talk to our number one guy and discussing what we're going to bring to the call. So here's your intel. Number one, we got a call from one of the, I was coached on how to phrase this, one of, I'm going to call the old and biggest guards of this event. That's how I'm going to say it. We got a call from his guy, and he said, I'm going to do it from least important to what I know you want to hear. He said that the cleanup that is happening on this planet is not to be believed. In other words, try to imagine that figuring out what you have to do with your life in the meantime, but get excited. excited about the fact that while we're waiting, everything that is kind of mowing down the weeds and taking out the dark and getting that all cleared out so we have a fresh, clean field to play on, that is ahead of schedule and going better than they thought. And this we're getting from people that are actually ahead of it and part of it, and it's very, very cool. So this guy stressed that and said that that was going very well. And then he told our guy, this was midday today, that we could expect, this is midday, so you're going to get early evening and midday. We're going to start with midday. We could expect notifications tomorrow and then, you know, go between tomorrow to, he said, Saturday, kind of like tomorrow to the weekend. So that was the first piece we got, expecting notifications starting tomorrow and then exchange like maybe Thursday through the weekend. So that was one. And then at 7:30, we got another call with our number one person, and he said that, oh my God, to frame this person. This person is just very high up and very strategic, and he said to look for it anytime starting tomorrow to June 4th, which is Tuesday. And that is coming from someone that is involved in a lot of the cleanup and was seeing what was going on in the background. And that's the part that I think, I mean, I've been in this next, like literally Bruce's right shoulder person for 9.5 years. And I am very grateful for the opportunity to see and know the people that we have come to know that are literally in the war for us. And this is what that person said. He said, there's so much going on in the background. They're making adjustments. There may be a little tweak in the plan, et cetera. This isn't people that are, you know, hearing about it at a distance. These are people that are, is like shoulder to shoulder with us. There's no information getting lost in the translation. I want that to be really strong in your, you got to understand that in a war or in a game like Bob was talking about, it's always in a state of flux. It's there, you can't have it be just like, okay, we're going to do this and then we get off, and then it's not like riding a train. It's not like that. There are many things that are going on. So the best thing you can do to help you and to help the community is just hold the line. Hold the line that the 800 numbers are coming sooner than you think. Use that. Expect that. Don't watch the people that keep pushing it out, which is their brain defending against disappointment. Bob and I both know brains. That's a brain defending against disappointment, protecting itself so it doesn't get disappointed. That's not an actual reality most of the cases. Those are people that are making assumptions and throwing out biases and trying to protect people so they don't get disappointed. Hold that is sooner than we thought. You would be doing an immense service to this planet, and walk in the expectation that it's going to be sooner. Even if you've never seen that expectation happen, you will be magnetizing that expectation. So, just to wrap up, we're expecting notifications anytime tomorrow. One person said until Saturday, you know, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. The other person said, later in the day, maybe Tuesday. I'm going to energize, and I'm going to just, like, see light an 800 numbers over tomorrow to Saturday. That's going to be my practice. Anybody want to do it with me? Can I hear a hell yeah? Can I hear? Yeah, I'll do it with you. That's what I'm going to do as my practice. I'm going to call in God's light, God's column over those dates, and I'm going to say, bring it down here. That's what we can all do. So let's wrap it up for tonight, and let's just say Bob has an amazing sale on his barley products, and I would recommend that you take advantage of that, because the most important thing you could do is get your health right. And Bob's products are literally made with the most love, the most amazing ingredients that are designed to bring life back into your body. And the fact that there's so much love, so much care, and so much integrity put in those products, your brain and your nervous system know that when you take them. And so you learn to, your body gets a sense of a new term, physiological certainty. Your body knows what is good. Your body knows what is truth. So take advantage of his sale. And then the next thing, consider if you could walk. And I don't know if you've ever had this feeling, but if you have ever gotten a book, or if you've ever gone to a seminar, and you actually really immersed yourself in it, and it was like, wow, nobody has put all this into an experience. If you've ever had an experience like that or want an experience like that, you've heard the testimonials. I didn't pull up a testimonial. But people have said, you know, they'll pay they would have paid $1 million for the Golden Wisdom Bundle. That they can't put a price on the Golden Wisdom Bundle. But the most important part is that you can do and learn in a stress-free and accelerated way. We have accelerated learning so that you'll become the person you need to be. You'll learn the skills you need to learn, and you'll have the strategies that you need to walk out the whole next year. So if that's something like, I don't want to be overwhelmed, I want to be able to do it in my own pace, I want to be able to feel like I could master this and be uncluttered, not dense information, it's strategy, it's how you're going to want to do it, and it's designed so you can take the strategy and fit it to you. Not telling you what to do, it's showing you, okay, this is possible, you could go this way, you could go that way. That's what makes it so unique. That's why people love it so much. If you want to get the Golden Wisdom Bundle, it's a $550 value. It's just $300. You can get it with Cash App. All you have to do is send an email to Integrated Minds. That means your whole body, your mind, your spirit, every part of you is integrated at hushmail.com, and just put your name and your telephone number and that you will get Cash App. It takes like 2 minutes if you don't have it. Easiest thing in the world. Yes, I resisted it too, but super easy. They have the best customer service. Cash App. Next, superheroes. This is a call for those people that want to step in after this long ride. They want to go through behavior simulation. And that means literally practicing. We're going to start with Bob's suggestion. Love you, Bob. We're going to practice. And we're going to be vulnerable saying, this is what I'm afraid of. I will start it. What am I afraid of? That's going to be interesting. But we're gonna start with that exercise, and then you're gonna go out and you're gonna practice a little bit of a behavior change and come back. And by doing that, you will have annulled, you will have eliminated the thing that you're afraid of or the thing that's held you back, and you're gonna be doing that. Enrollment starts on Friday, the 31st, I think. Yes. Enrollment starts on Friday. I'm going to check. Yep. And the class will start the 3rd. This is different. Pod people. 3rd, 5th, and 7th. 3rd, 5th, and 7th. And so that is $150 for those three classes. They're an hour and a half long. And they will be recorded, so if you're off doing, you know, helping daughters, and I'm sending a wink there, whatever, you're going to have these classes that all you have to do is step into this room, and you're going to be putting on your superhero, vanquishing fears, overcoming, you know, the fear of conflict, the things that you avoid. What are you avoiding? We're going to go after those things, and we're also going to give you some superhero confidence tips and strategies and techniques, and who knows what else. We're still designing it. The point is, they're designed so that you can walk into this new life and be free of the things that blocked you, or the lack of energy, or the lack of having any experience in this. And I'm going to ask for people to, if you want to, just say, send us an email. What are you afraid of? What do you want to learn? I'm calling it in right now. What would you love to learn? What would you love to be free of? That when you think of going forward in this aspect of your life, you're like, oh, I'm not sure. Is it handling your relatives? Is it handling your time? Is it handling the responsibility? Is it feeling that this is so big and you're not? We would love to hear from you. So send us an email saying superheroesin, and then you can put your, you know, whatever you want to learn. Like, gee, I'd love help with this. I think about this a lot. And then join us and watch. Watch how you transform that fear into extra energy, and you totally reverse how you handle the situation that used to be something that you thought you couldn't master. That's what we're going to do in Superheroes. Behavior simulation, distributed practice. So just one last close, and then we'll close up the call. It turns out that if you have these, you know, little breaks in between your learning, you get memory consolidation, you get what's called long-term potentiation, LTP, things get stored in your brain longer. So the whole course is designed to make you very strong for the road ahead. So if you want to get strong, join us. If you want to have fun, join us. If you want to be in a group of people that are going to be doing amazing things, but without stress, join us. And that takes us to the close of the call at exactly 10:30. So thank you, dear Bob, for everything you are and everything you always bring to the call. And I guess we're ready to wrap it up. Let's everybody put their hand on their heart if you're so inclined and you want to activate those 40,000 neurons. So why not do it and add that extra potency? And just think about all the people that are doing that same thing right now with you. And as their eyes are closing and they give gratitude for this distant connection that we all share, this beautiful love, this blessing of Bruce on his healing journey, and the wisdom and the amazing learning he's getting for his soul. That is something to celebrate. That we see Bruce healed, we see all of us in a new, incredibly powerful, inspiring space. More inspired, more strong, so that tomorrow when you wake up, you're going to be saying, wow, that was an amazing experience. It was deeper and more profound, and we're more coherent as a group, and we're more loving and not divided, more connected, more unified than I can remember. I am more unified than I can remember in Christ, and we're here to realize that love has won, that we're all superheroes in Christ, and that as you go to sleep tonight, you can rest in well-being, you can rest in the joy of creating a new world, the joy of creating with people that you love, that you can't wait to be with and hang out with and create with, and that it is going to be a miraculous time. And we seal this in the love of Christ, and we thank Christ for overlighting every single one of us with grace, with wisdom, with beauty, with love, and with peace. And we say amen and thank you. And that's our call for tonight, Tuesday, May 28th.
I guess you're ready. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome, Bob.
That was wonderful. I can be in charge of shutting off the recording.
Okay. Good night to the pod, JK, and everything that matters. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
I could just add up.